Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Welcome in the name of the Lord to the house of the Lord, where we've gathered today to remember a work of the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to read a section of scripture, partly from Luke chapter 24, partly from John chapter 20. And I'd like to read the account of the resurrection, an extended section of scripture to refresh our memories about what the Holy Spirit has inspired for us to glean from the resurrection of Jesus. So I'm going to be reading Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 11, and then proceed to John chapter 20 and read verses 3 through verse 18. So if you would follow along with me, Luke 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Remember the words of Jesus, brethren. And they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. And now switching to John chapter 20, starting in verse 3. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeing the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Amen. This is what we've gathered to remember this morning. They got up very early in the morning, like we all did. They got to the sepulchre very early in the morning, and they did not find what they thought they were going to find. We know what we come to remember. The Lord has blessed us with knowledge and understanding and the belief and by faith that Jesus indeed rose from the dead, that he took his life again. This is what we're coming to remember. We do not serve a dead Jesus. Amen. Just like Brother Justin brought up. We do not serve a dead Savior. He is not on the cross anymore. No other major world religion serves a person who is alive. Some people serve live animals, must that be depressing? And some people serve dead people. Must that also be depressing? We serve a risen Savior who is alive in us as a testimony that He did indeed raise from the dead. The hymn writer wrote, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know eternal life He giveth, that grace and power are in His hand. I know. The songwriter had conviction, and I do too. Do you? I know that my Redeemer lives. Think about the rest of the world and what they're doing right now. It's just past 6:30 a.m. on the weekend. So think about what the world must be doing right now. I didn't see a lot of traffic on my way here this morning. I didn't see a lot of residential lights on. I didn't see a lot of house lights turned on. Everybody was probably still asleep. This is just another day for those who are in the world. It's just another day. Granted, one that's normally full of candy and bunnies and eggs, but I digress. It's just another day. The world has taken this day and turned it into something that it's not. I heard people talking about what they were going to do today, and it was things like, we're going to watch the game. We're going to eat out with the family. We're going to go to work to get in that overtime, because we always want more overtime. But I found anticipation in this day not for reasons of everyday life. That's not why I anticipate getting up very early on Resurrection Lord's Day. It's not. I leave my cares at the door. That's what I did this morning, as well as any other Sunday. That's very disheartening to be concerned. Disheartening to me, as I'm sure it is to you, to be concerned about normal everyday cares on Resurrection Lord's Day. Very disheartening. But I anticipate this day because I get to be up early, rejoicing with the brethren that our Savior lives. Amen. A lot of people, when they have to go in early, they mope and complain, oh, I don't want to go in early. I want to get up early to be with the brethren today. I wanted to.
Amen.
I have an excitement for this day because death did not triumph. This is not just another day of the weekend. First of all, it's the Lord's day. Second of all, it is the Lord's day in which He rose up His Son from the grave again.
Amen.
Peter's words on Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. He says this, Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, but the story does not end there. Yeah. He made sure they were going to know that it did not end there. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that He should be holden of it. Right. It was not possible that our Savior would be held in the grave. Not possible. The Lord loosed the pains of death on Jesus. And that's what we're here to celebrate this morning. And so as we start in this morning, Brother Matt's going to bring our message about this. As we start in, I hope to have primed your minds in thinking about things. So get ready for the Lord to reveal something new to you, or for Him to show you something again afresh that will help us remember that our Savior lives. We can be refreshed by our Savior's life because He has given that life to us.
Amen.
And I'm encouraged by that. The world is about their everyday business. But when we step through the door to this church building that is the Lord's, we can leave our cares and leave our burdens because we're running in here.
Amen.
We are fighting in here. We're taking the kingdom by force very early in the morning. And I give thanks that the Lord has given us this opportunity and that He's made us all able to do this. Doesn't that start a fire in your soul?
Amen.
We get to participate in this life that we celebrate. That's amazing. I give thanks for this.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. And now we have, like the songwriter said, joy unspeakable.
Yep.
Full of glory. Amen. And full of glory and full of glory. He said it three times for a reason, you know.
Amen.
Unspeakable. All right, let's have a prayer for Brother Matt, and then he'll come forward for us. Our Father in heaven, I thank You for gathering us today. I thank You for Brother Matt's preparation. I pray that you would bless his speech and that we would all be edified by it. I pray that you would bless our considerations of Jesus and his life today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good.